Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. I'm going to start off by saying, I know you have my phone number, and for those who have my phone number, it's okay if you call me, it's okay if you leave a message, it's okay if you give my number out to other people. It's okay if you put my number in places where they shouldn't be. It's okay. You can put my number anywhere. You can make up stuff and just utilize my number and do what you will with my number. No worries, no problem. I'm not going to say I don't care, because I care that you will go through all of this trouble and put in the time and put in the effort of doing what you will with my number. On that level, I care. Just do me this one favor. I know you've done favors for me in the past. I know there are things that I've asked of you to do to help me with, help me helping you. We did that, been there, done that. Set up a contest and you helped me with my football knowledge. You helped me picking my football club. You helped me on so many different occasions. You've helped me when I was campaigning to become the mouth breather, you were there helping me right along the way, step by step, day by day. You were right there helping me with my mouth breathing campaign. And when things didn't turn out the way they were supposed to, you know, me winning that election, or me becoming ruler, me becoming the one. When things didn't go that way, you were there to comfort me. I think comfort is the right word. Yeah, I'm going to go with comfort. You comfort me. You let me know that it's okay. I can bounce back. It's okay. We're going to try again. Sometime you fall, you got to pick yourself right back up. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't give up. Don't give in. We're going to do this. We're going to make it. We're going to make it. And so all of the compliments, all of the strength, all of the things that you helped me with along the way, even we're still trying to come up with the words, still trying to come up with the ideas of explaining what we have, because it's not special. It's far more than special. It's like we can read each other's minds. We can just feel each other's thoughts, sense each other's emotions. It's this unexplainable connection that we have. And we're still trying to figure out a way to describe that. So when other people that really don't understand, or that don't know, we can hit them with that word or words, and they can get a sense of what it's like. They can feel as well. They can have a better understanding. As of now, we haven't come up with the words, and we're still in a process of trying to figure all that out. Still trying to come up with something. And it's not like we aren't trying, because you know we're trying. You know we're trying. I'm trying on a daily basis. You're trying on an hourly basis. We're trying to come together and reach some kind of end game on this. And we're doing this. So when I say I have this favor, when I say there's something that I want you to do along with sharing, having, and just knowing my number, it's important. Yeah, it's really important. Almost serious, but not quite there. Not serious. Almost serious. And yes, it's spelled exactly how you think it should be spelled. And when I think about asking for this and recalling and remembering everything, even the rain checks, all of the rain checks that I wrote, all of the rain checks that were cashed, all of the rain checks that really, really meant something to a large number of people. And I'm not just saying this to say this. You know it's true. You know it's true. I know it's true. And everyone from the outside looking in know it's true. And so when I ask this one favor, I guess we can call it that now, about the number thingy-majig. That's what we're going to go with. That's what I'm going to call it. Thingy-majig. Yeah. Yeah, that. Okay. Thingy-majig. I just need you to do this. And that's if I so happen to not answer, if I so happen to not be near my phone, or by chance I have my phone somewhere where I'm not, and no one answers it, not even my trusty assistant, if no one answered, how about you leave a message. There's this thing that's going to come on and it's going to say something about can't get to the phone or not available, or basically saying something to the effects of I was unable to answer the phone for whatever reason. I was unable to answer the phone for whatever reason. I can't come to the phone for whatever reason. I don't have my phone for whatever reason. My phone is not in my possessions for whatever reason. I don't feel like talking for whatever what reason. I'm not there. Leave a message. Because when you leave a message, I can link that message to the actual number that called. And in that case, I can return your call. Yay! I can return your call. And we can have this extravagant conversation. We can just banter till our faces are blue. We can just talk about things and things and thingies. We can talk about anything. We can talk about everything. Hey, what's on your mind? Oh, just tell me. I can listen. You can talk. I can talk. You can listen. We can hold a conversation. Conversations are good. Conversations are nice. Conversations are amazing. But we'll never get to this. We'll never get to that. We'll never have these amazing, great, good, different, conversations, if you don't leave me that message, if you don't let me know that you call, if you don't say, hey, you know, sorry, miss you, give me a call back, let's chat it up, let's do something. If you don't do that, I can't get back to you. If you don't do that, we can't hold this magical conversation. I mean, if you don't do that, you can't listen to me breathe. And you know how much you probably wouldn't want to do that. But I'm just going to take a guess and say maybe there's the one person that does, right? Right? You know who you are. No judge zone. Definitely not judging you. So that's all I ask. All I ask is, can you leave a message so I can get back to you? Just leave me a message so we can link up. Just leave me a message so we can have that conversation. And no, I'm not talking about the phone tag conversation where, you know, you leave me a message, I call you back, then I leave you a message, then you call me back, you leave me a message, and then it's like, hey, sorry I miss you, tag, you're it. Hey, calling you again, got your message, but I guess I missed you, tag, you're it. No, not the phone tag, but just leave a message, because if you don't leave the message, we can't further conversate or talk more or just share some thoughts about things. And you know that's extremely important. Or we can always do it the old-fashioned way and just write letters back and forth to each other. But if we write letters, that means you would have to have my address. And I don't know what address or which address to give you. Should I give you the address here? Should I give you the address there? Should I give you the address where I think I'm going to be? Should I give you the address of where I used to be? Should I give you this address or that address? So that'd be cool. And then it takes mail a longer time to get there. It's something we can do. It's something that I'll have to talk and discuss with some people off air and get back to you to let you know if it's possible where we can go ahead and do the mail thing. I have no problem with it. The real mail, not the email, because the email, I'm just going to tell you right now, email, definitely not going to go emailing you back and forth. Definitely cannot do the email. I am so pro letter, so pro other things other than email, not anti-email, just pro everything else. Yeah, it's not you, it's me. Definitely not you, it's me. So email, no. Regular mail, I have to get back to you. That leaves phone. See, personal preference, phone, mobile is where is that? It's just with mobile and phone, you have to leave a message. You just have to tell me who you are. You just have to tell me and let me know what's going on, what's on your mind, and let's link up and let's chat it up. Let's banter. Let's hold this intellectual conversation about life, about things, about sports, Maybe. I want to know how you're doing. You want to know how I'm doing? We'll start from there. Hello. Hey. Hello. Hey. See? Great place to start. Great place to start. All I just ask, just leave a message. Leaving message, good thing. So you can pass my number along, write my numbers anywhere, leave my number everywhere. Do what you will with the number. Once again, gotta not say I don't care. I do care. I care that you care enough to do these things. I just ask that you leave a message. Or when you write and put and place the number elsewhere and on things, just like, hey, make sure you leave a message and I'll get back to you. Or make sure you leave a message and he'll get back to you. Make sure you leave a message and Vince will get back to you. However you want to write that, however you want to, you know, have that written on whatever you're leaving it on, make sure you include that part. Make sure you let the other people know. Make sure you let the public know. Leave a message so I can get back to you. That's the key. That's the important part that makes everything go. And I know what you're thinking right about now. You're probably saying, hey, why do you have to tell me this? Everyone leaves a message. Everyone should leave a message. And this is what I'm going to tell you. I wish that was true. If it was true, then maybe someone should remind me that things that are known to be true usually are true. And then I would have to come back and tell you that. If that was the case, why didn't Roll Tide, Alabama, Clemson Tide, Crimson? Anyway, everyone said they were going to win. It was just written in stone. Nick Saban, the best college football coach of all time. Wait a minute. He could be the best coach ever. Why even play the game if that's the case? Why even play the game if Alabama's the chosen one? Why even play the game that Alabama's gonna win? Wait a minute. You mean to tell me they can actually lose? No, they can't. That's what so many people wanted you to believe, and that's what so many people thought. But hey, that's the reason why they play the game, because the teams that you expect to win, sometimes they can win and sometimes they can lose. Why even play? Why even bother if you have no shot of winning? And that's the thing. Sure, give me your fancy numbers and your statistics and all of your analytical stuff, science stuff. Who believes in science anyway? I don't. Give me all that and throw it out the window. Put it in the trash. No good here. That's why they play the game. You play the game because you can hope more often than not the team can win. Or more often than not, the team should lose. However, it's not 100%. Anybody tell you something's 100%, please run the other direction. Run. Well, there's one thing that's 100%. But I guess I'm not going to go there because that just makes things sad and not happy. And we don't do sad and not happy here. So you know what that means. Gotta go.